You put your role model in your pocket, and you smother it to die. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You put your role model in your pocket, and you smother it to die. We all have role models. We have role models that we give to ourselves. Some other people may oftentimes be our role model, like our parents, our teachers, our very dear friends. They're role models of how to live life and how to live it most magnificently and most enjoyably. But if you take that role model and you stick it in your pocket like a lucky stone, and you reach in your pocket and you cuddle it now and then, it's not doing you too much good. It's not doing you too much good because it's in your pocket. It's hidden from view. When you keep your role model before you at all times, then it is really doing you some good. Now, how do we keep our role model before us at all times so that it does us absolute wonderful good and is a blessing to us and is really a role model? A role model is an affirmation. An affirmation is some statement of good about ourself, our world, our experience, our life, whatever. A role model is something that is a direction for us to show us the path in which, if we walk that path, we will have wonderful results. An affirmation is something that lifts us up, something that reminds us of how great and how wonderful we truly are. It's our role model. It is not wise to have too many role models, because if you have too many role models, then they confuse you. And the same is true if you have too many affirmations. If you have too many affirmations, they tend to confuse you. You're not sure what to do. And rather than speaking your affirmative thought at the right time for the right way and the right purpose, you speak some other thought. Now, affirmations, I like me, all is in divine order, I am God, all is perfect, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, I'm independently wealthy, I have ideal complexion, I'm whole and perfect. All of these affirmations are wonderful, and they do great things for us. They remind us of how wonderful we are. But it's like having many, many role models and not knowing which role model to follow, which role model to use as our direction or our point of view in life. Now, having one or only a few, one is the best, having one role model, we will accomplish it more completely and more wonderfully. You say, well, that role model may not cover it all, as in an affirmation. That role model might not reveal to me exactly what I want to do. So I say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, that's a very good role model. That's a very good role model. And it's a role model that will be something that you could follow very perfectly. Another role model is all is in divine order. Now, if you say all is in divine order, that refers to everything in your life, not just liking yourself, but that refers to everything in your life. That refers to your body, your mind, your spirit, your affairs. That refers to everything. That refers to all of your creation. All is in divine order. And saying all is in divine order, you place this attitude into motion and you bring it forth in your life. Now, the most important thing about a role model is you don't look at a role model, for instance, another person, and say you want to be like them. You don't say that they lived a good life or they live a good life or that they're admirable to be liked. They're admirable to be followed as a role model. The role model that we have that is most beneficial to us is a role model which we cannot define, a role model we cannot understand, a role model we cannot speak about in terms that are definitions or where we try to understand it. When we try to understand our role model, then we get into confusion. Why do you believe in your nation as a country? Why do you believe in your home nation? Why do you believe in it? Well, because it's where you live, because it's where you have your family, it's where you feel your values are. Well, you start having those sort of attitudes of mind, and limiting attitudes can come in. But when you say all is in divine order, you don't make any judgment about it whatsoever. You don't make any thought about it as to whether it's a divine order or not, whether it is wonderful or not. It just all is in divine order. All is beautiful, all is good, all is wonderful. When you say that, when you say that to yourself, what you are saying is that you live in a very wonderful world. You live in a very wonderful home. You live in a very wonderful body. You live in a very wonderful attitude of yourself. And you don't think about that at all, but you are that. You say, all is in divine order. And that is an affirmation that carries you so far. It's an affirmation that you live. It's a role model for yourself. And you don't put it in your pocket and smother it. You have hold it before you all the time. You don't pronounce it loudly for everyone to hear. You pronounce it for you to hear and you to believe and you to know. Just like you say, I am God. You don't say that for everyone to hear and everyone to know. It's nobody else's business. That is a universal fact. That is a universal truism that all is God. All is divine. All is wonderful. Now, are you going to fight it? Are you going to say, but some people are not God, and some people don't act like God, and some people... That's a big story. But when you say all is in divine order, then you're saying all recognize that they are God. All recognize that they are good. All recognize that they are beautiful. I recognize it. And until I recognize it, until I am the role model for myself and my world and my creation, all of them, and until I am an excellent role model, a role model without any without any limitations of any kind, then all in my world follow that role model, live in that role model. Do my children look at me and say, you're wonderful? Does my spouse look at me and say, you're wonderful? Does the world look at me and say, you're wonderful? If they do, and if I hear it, then I am limited by that. Then that is the view that I need. That is the attitude that I need to hear. That is what I need to have and know, and how limiting that is. A role model needs not be limited by anything. A role model is not looking for being appreciated. A role model is not looking to be recognized. A role model is. When you have a role model, some being, some person like your parent that you admire, do you look at their failures? Do you look at their faults? Do you look at their imperfections? Or do you just love them to pieces as your role model, as that wonderful being in your life without limitation? That's my mom. That's my dad. That's my brother. That's my sister. Wow, yes. And from one point of view, that's kind of limiting, but from another point of view, that's what a role model is. A role model is that which is without judgment. We are independently wealthy. What does that mean? We have no idea. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea what an ideal spirit, mind, and body is. All I know is that it quite likely is healthy and quite likely is a wonderful body to be in. So when I say all is in divine order, when I say this as my role model, when I say that as my role model, ever in the forefront of my thinking, ever in the forefront of my mind, I do not speak it or tell it to anyone else. I do not let anyone else know what my role model is. That's my secret role model. And it's my role model that stands before me and is before me and is ever in my thought, in my mind, and in my being. And how wonderful that is, because that's the truth. That's what is. That's the only thing that is. That's the only thing that I care. And that's the only thing that I am. You put your role model in your pocket and you smother it to die. You put your role model in your heart and live it and fly.